Superintendent Evers says with fewer state resources going to school districts, the referendum process, which districts can use to raise local tax dollars, should be left alone. He says Republican efforts to restrict how and when districts use referendums is part of a pattern of chipping away at local control.
I think local people can figure out when they should have a referendum or not have a referendum. I think locally elected school board members can figure that out also. I just don't see the need for the legislature to insert themselves in this process.
The Republican authors of the bill say their goal is to keep local property taxes in check. Between 2009 and 2014, the number of districts going to referendum in the state has doubled. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.